This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Material is selected with the interests of its audiences in mind and with the goal to inform and entertain. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. Hello, and welcome to the African American Experience, a program celebrating the artistic, cultural, and historic contributions of African Americans. This program has been created and produced by Audio Journal's Roy Allen Project to carry on the work and vision of its namesake. Roy Allen was an extraordinary human being who deeply touched the lives of his family, his friends, and his colleagues. He was a trailblazer for African Americans in the fields of theater, radio, and television, in carrying on Roy's vision to inspire the African American community to a sense of pride and power in its achievements and to share those achievements with all the community, we present the African American Experience with your host, Tina E. Gaffney. Hello, everyone. I thought in this episode we would do one of my favorite people, LeVar Burton. LeVardus Robert Martin Burton Jr. was born February the 16th, 1957. He is an African-American actor, director, and television host. He portrayed Geordi LaForge in Star Trek The Next Generation from 1987 through 1994, and Kunta Kinte in the ABC iconic miniseries Roots in 1977, and was the host of the PBS Kids educational television series Reading Rainbow for 23 years. LeVar Burton received 12 Daytime Emmy Awards and a Peabody Award as host and executive producer of Reading Rainbow. He attended the University of Southern California. He has been an actor, a television host, a director, and an author. Years active in his career from 1976 to present day. He married Stephanie Cozart in 1992. They have two children, including Micah. And he has a website, LeVarBurton.com. His other roles included Cap Jackson in Looking for Mr. Goodbar in 1977, Donald Lang in Dummy 1979, Tommy Price in The Hunter 1980, which earned him an NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Actor in a Motion Picture, and Martin Luther King Jr. in Ali in 2001. Burton received the Grammy Award for Best Spoken Word Album at the 42nd Annual Grammy Awards for his narration of the book, The Autobiography of Martin Luther King Jr. In 1990, he was honored for his accomplishments in television with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. From 2017 until 2024, Burton created and hosted the podcast LeVar Burton Reads, which has been described as Reading Rainbow for Adults. Since October of 2024, Burton has hosted the Trivial Pursuit game show on the CW. Burton was born in Landstuhl, West Germany, His mother, Emma Jean Neward, was a social worker, administrator, and educator. Burton and his two sisters were raised by his mother in Sacramento, California, in the United States. Burton's father, also named LeBar, was a photographer for the U.S. Army Signal Corps stationed at Landstuhl at the time of his son's birth. His paternal grandparents were both educators in rural Arkansas. His great-great-grandfather, Hal B. Burton, was an African-American state legislator in Arkansas after the Reconstruction era that enfranchised African-Americans in the South after the American Civil War. He was elected to represent Jefferson County in 1887. As a teenager, Burton, who was raised Catholic, entered St. Pius X Minor Seminary in Galt, California, intending to become a priest. At the age of 17, questioning a Catholic faith, he changed his vocation to acting. At the age of 19, while an undergraduate at the University of Southern California, he won a starring role in the 1977 television miniseries Roots. Burton made his acting debut in 1977 with Almost a Man, a television film based on the Richard Wright short story, The Man Who Was Almost a Man, in which Burton stars alongside Madge Sinclair. He also portrayed Tap Jackson in Looking for Mr. Goodbar in 1977, Donald Lang in Dummy 1979, and Tommy Price in The Hunter 1980, which earned him an NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Actor in a Motion Picture. In the late 1970s, Burton accepted an invitation to host Rebop, a multicultural television series designed for young people aged 9 to 15, produced by WGBH for PBS. Burton's breakthrough role was as the young Kunta Kinte in the ABC miniseries Roots in 1977, based on the novel of the same name by Alex Haley. Burton has described his first day portraying Kunta as the start of his professional career. As a result of his performance, he was nominated for an Emmy Award in the Outstanding Lead Actor for a Single Appearance in a Drama or Comedy Series category. He reprised the role of Kunta Kinte in the 1988 television film Roots: The Gift. When asked about the societal influence of Roots, Burton is quoted as saying, quote, "It expanded the consciousness of people. African Americans and whites began to see each other as human beings, not as stereotypes. And if we throw a pebble into the pond, you're going to get ripples. I think the only constant is change, and it's always slow. Anything that happens overnight is lacking in foundation. Roots is part of a changing trend, and it's still being played out." Burton was the host and executive producer of Reading Rainbow, starting in 1983 for PBS. The series ran for 23 seasons. After Reading Rainbow went off the air in 2006, Burton and his business partner, Mark Wolfe, acquired the global rights to the brand and formed RR Kids, a new media company for children. Reading Rainbow was reimagined as an all-new application for the iPad in 2012 and was an immediate success, becoming the number one educational application within 36 hours. At RR Kids, Burton serves as co-founder and curator-in-chief, ensuring that the projects produced under the banner meet the high expectations and trust of the Reading Rainbow brand. On May the 28th, 2014, Burton and numerous co-workers from other past works started a Kickstarter campaign project to bring back Reading Rainbow. To keep with the changing formats to which young children are exposed, his efforts are being directed at making this new program web-based, following the success of the tablet application he helped to create in recent years. His desire is to have the new Reading Rainbow be integrated into the classrooms of elementary schools across the country, and for schools in need to have free access. The Kickstarter campaign has since raised more than $5 million, reaching triple its goal in only 3 days. In 2017, Burton was sued by the public broadcasting company WNED-TV for alleged copyright infringement for use of the Reading Rainbow brand in marketing the new iPad app and other online media. RR Kids later became known as LeVar Burton Kids, and the iPad app became known as Skybrary. In 1986, Gene Roddenberry approached Burton with the role of Lieutenant Junior Grade Geordi LaForge in the Star Trek The Next Generation television series. The character is blind, but is granted sight through the use of a prosthetic device called a visor, worn over his eyes. LaForge began as the USS Enterprise's helmsman, and as of the show's second season, had become its chief engineer. At the time, Burton was considerably better known than Patrick Stewart in the United States, due to his roles in Roots and Reading Rainbow. When the show premiered, the Associated Press stated that Burton's role was essentially the, quote, new Spock, end quote. In a 2019 interview, Burton laughed in disbelief at the idea, stating, quote, that speculation never came to fruition, end quote. Burton also portrayed LaForge in the subsequent feature films based on Star Trek The Next Generation, from Star Trek Generations in 1994 to Star Trek Nemesis 2002. He directed 2 episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation and several episodes of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Star Trek Voyager, and Star Trek Enterprise. He reprised the role of LaForge in the 3rd and final season of Star Trek Picard in 2023. In 2017, Burton began a podcast, LeVar Burton Reads. Each 30 to 45 minute episode features Burton reading a piece of short fiction and sharing his thoughts on it. In 2020, during the pandemic, he continued to read on his podcast and also gave live readings 3 times a week during a Twitter live stream focused at different times to different children, young adults, and adult audiences. In reviews, the podcast is often described as Reading Rainbow for Adults. Since its launch, LeVar Burton has won favorable reviews in the New Yorker and elsewhere, and numerous awards, including the 2023 Webby Award for Best Art and Culture Podcast. Burton's 5-word Webby acceptance speech was, "Be a better person. Read." In 2023, Burton launched a second podcast, this time for children, called Sound Detectives. On October the 3rd, 2024, Burton began hosting a revival of the game show Trivial Pursuit on the CW. A second season is expected to premiere in 2026. On television, Burton portrayed a visitor to Fantasy Island, guest starred on The Love Boat, was a participant in Battle of the Network Stars and a guest of The Muppet Show's televised premiere party for the release of The Muppet Movie. He was also frequent guests on several game shows, including a celebrity guest on the Dick Clark-hosted $25,000 and $100,000 pyramids from 1982 until 1988. Burton also appeared in several television movies. He portrayed Detroit Tiger Ron LaFleur in One in a Million, The Ron LaFleur Story in 1978, helped dramatize The Last Days of Jim Jones' Suicide Cult in Guyana in Guyana Tragedy, The Story of Jim Jones in 1980, appeared in the Jesse Owens biographical film, The Jesse Owens Story, in 1984, and was in the 9-year-old Booker T. Washington biographical film, Booker, in 1984. He portrayed the 9-year-old Booker T. Washington in that film. In 1986, he appeared in the music video for the song Word Up by the funk R&B group Cameo. In 1987, Burton portrayed Dave Robinson, a journalist sports writer, in the 3rd season of Murder, She Wrote, episode 16, Death Takes a Dive, starring Angela Lansbury as Jessica Fletcher. In 1992, a clip of Burton's voice was sampled by DC Talk for the track Time Is on their album Free at Last. The sample is at the very end of the song, in which Burton can be heard saying, "Whoa, wait a minute." He has also lent his voice to several animated projects, including Kwame in a cartoon series, Captain Planet, and The Planeteers, which ran from 1990 through 1993, and The New Adventures of Captain Planet, which ran from 1993 through 1996, Our Friend Martin in 1999, Family Guy, Batman, the animated series, and Gargoyles. Burton is on the audio version of books such as The Watsons Go to Birmingham, 1963, by Christopher Paul Curtis. Burton has been cast as voice actor for Black Lightning in Superman Batman Public Enemies DVD. In the 2000s, Burton made appearances in such sitcoms as Becker. He also portrayed Martin Luther King Jr. in the 2001 film Ali. In 2001, Burton was also the strongest link in the special Star Trek episode of The Weakest Link. He defeated his final opponent, Robert Picardo, and won $167,000 for his charity. After presenting the $167,500 to his charity, which was Junior Achievement of Southern California, that was a record for the show at that time, and the largest amount won in any celebrity edition of the show. It was later surpassed by a $188,500 win in a Tournament of Losers episode. Burton is the host and executive producer of a documentary titled The Science of Peace, which was in production as of 2007. It investigates the science and technology aimed at enabling world peace, sometimes called peace science. The film explores some of the concepts of shared noetic consciousness, having been sponsored in part by the Institute of Noetic Sciences. He appeared in an April Fool's 2009 episode of Smash, pretending to have taken over the channel and making various edits at popular Smash videos. He makes occasional appearances on This Week in Tech, where he is a self-proclaimed nerd and also participated in the Consumer Electric Show in 2010. Additionally, in 2010, Burton made an appearance on Tim and Eric Awesome Show Great Job as the ghost of himself in the episode Green Machine. In February 2011, he made an appearance as himself on NBC's Community in the episode Intermediate Documentary Filmmaking, and then again in January 2014's Geothermal Escapism. Burton has appeared as a fictionalized humorous version of himself on The Big Bang Theory, first appearing in the episode The Toast Derivation, in which he almost attends a party thrown by Sheldon before swearing off Twitter in November 2012. In the episode The Habitation Configuration, in which he appears on Fun with Flags in exchange for lunch and gas money, and again in the November 2014 episode The Champagne Reflection, in which he returns for the 232nd episode of Fun with Flags in exchange for Sheldon deleting his contact details. In 2012, he had a recurring role as Dean Paul Haley on the TNT series Perception. For the second season, 2013, he became part of the regular cast. In 2014, he had a guest appearance in an introduction section for the 200th episode of Achievement Hunter show, Achievement Hunter Weekly Update, or AHWU. In May of 2014, he appeared as a guest on the YouTube channel SciShow, explaining the science behind double, tertiary, and quaternary rainbows. Later in 2014, he had another guest appearance on a 24-hour Extra Life, a fundraising organization for the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, streamed by Rooster Teeth. Burton had also taped a recycling field trip for YouTube. In November of 2020, he appeared as himself on the Eric Andre Show. His segment was a callback to Lance Reddick's interview of 2013, in which he mentioned LeVar by name and dressed as an amigogram of Kunta Kinte and Jordy LaForge. Burton served as a guest host on Jeopardy from July the 26th to July the 30th, 2021. This came after a petition asking the show's producers to select him was signed by more than 250,000 fans. The ratings during his appearance were below average due to taping audience curiosity, tapering that, and forced viewership competition with NBC's coverage of the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, which trampled syndicated shows across the board. He has been very critical of the show's guest host process, stating that the show's then executive producer, Mike Richards, expressed disbelief about Burton wanting the job. According to Burton, Richards also claimed to have no interest in hosting the show himself, even though this was disproven by later events. However, he would later say that the experience taught him that there is a perfect nature of all things. In June of 2022, Burton hosted the 94th Scripps National Spelling Bee. Burton also teaches the power of storytelling in the masterclass. Throughout the 1990s and early 2000s, Burton directed episodes for each of the various Star Trek series then in production. He has directed more Star Trek episodes than any other former regular cast member. He has also directed episodes of Charmed, JAG, Las Vegas, Scorpion, and Soul Food, the series, as well as the miniseries Miracle Boys and the biopic The Tiger Woods Story. He also directed the 1999 Disney Channel original movie, Smart House, starring Katie Sagal, Kevin Kilmer, and Jessica Steen. In August of 2020, it was revealed that Burton will sit in the director's chair for Two Front War from Lou Rida Productions, a multi-perspective docuseries will give, quote, an emotionally raw look at the connection between the fight for civil rights in America and the struggle for equality of African-American soldiers in Vietnam, end quote. His first theatrical film direction was Blizzard in 2003, for which he received a Best of Fest Award from the Chicago International Children's Film Festival, and a Genie Award nomination for his work on the film's theme song, Center of My Heart. For the Directors Guild of America, Burton was an alternate board director in 2000, elected to the board of directors in 2005, and re-elected in 2007. For his commitment to public service, Burton was awarded the Commonwealth Awards of Distinguished Service in 2023. LeVar Burton has engaged in advocacy work on multiple causes, including literacy, book censorship, and AIDS research. He has served on the board of directors for the AIDS Research Alliance, a nonprofit medical research organization dedicated to finding a cure for AIDS, since 2012. In 2023, he led the American Library Association's Banned Books Week as an honorary chair and organized signature campaign, Artists Against Book Bans. He also served as the executive producer for the documentary The Right to Read, a film focused on promoting literacy as a civil rights issue. LeVar Burton married Stephanie Cozart, a professional makeup artist, on October the 3rd, 1992. Burton has two children, including Michael Burton. The family lives in Sherman Oaks, California. Burton does not identify with any religion, saying, quote, I walked away from the seminary, I walked away from Catholicism, I walked away from organized religion because I felt that there was more for me to explore in the world, and that I could do that without adhering to one specific belief system or another, end quote. In 2016, Burton was one of the five inaugural honorees to the Sacramento Walk of Stars. In 2019, Councilmember Larry Carr, representing the Meadowview neighborhood, led the renaming of Richfield Park to LeVar Burton Park in his honor. The park is in the Meadowview neighborhood near the house where Burton and his sisters grew up. In 2024, while on the show, Finding Your Roots, Burton discovered that he has a white Confederate great-great-grandmother. Now, some of the awards and nominations that Mr. Burton has earned are quite numerous. In 1977, the Emmy Award, he was Outstanding Lead Actor for a Single Performance in a Drama or Comedy Series, Roots, Part 1, Kunta Kinte. He was nominated for an Emmy. In 1998, 2001, and 2005, he was nominated for Image Awards variously for Outstanding Performer in a Children's Series and Outstanding Youth or Children's Series Special, Reading Rainbow, both as himself and as executive producer. He was nominated in 1991, 1992, 1994, 1995, and 1999 for the Daytime Emmy, Outstanding Children's Series, Reading Rainbow, executive producer. For Outstanding Performer in a Children's Series, Reading Rainbow, as himself, He was nominated for a Daytime Emmy in 1985, 1986, 1987, 1988, 1989, 1990, 1991, 1992, 1993, 1994, 1995, 1996, 1997, and 1998. In 2004, he was nominated for the Genie Award, Best Achievement in Music Original Song, Blizzard, Co-Composer, Center of My Heart. In 2006, he was nominated for the Black Reel, R-E-E-L, Award for Best Director, Television, Miracle Boys. In 1990, he received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame at 7030 Hollywood Boulevard for Television Achievement. In 1992, he received the Peabody Award, Reading Rainbow as executive producer of the episode titled The Wall. In 1994, 1996, 1999, 2002, and 2003, he received the Image Award, variously, for Outstanding Performer in a Children's Series and Outstanding Youth or Children's Series Special, Reading Rainbow, both as self and as executive producer. In 2000, he won the Grammy Award for Best Spoken Word Album, The Autobiography of Martin Luther King Jr. In 1990, 1993, 1996, 1997, 1998, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2005, and 2007, he won the Daytime Emmy Award, Outstanding Children's Series, Reading Rainbow, Executive Producer. In 2001 and 2002, he won the Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Performer in a Children's Series, Reading Rainbow, as himself. In 2003, he won the Television Critics Association Award for Outstanding Achievement in Children's Programming, Reading Rainbow, as the executive producer. In 2003, he won the Audie Award for Inspirational or Spiritual Title, Conversations for God with God for Teens. In 2004, he won the Chicago International Children's Film Festival Best of Best Director Award for Blizzard. In 2010, he won the Audie Awards for Audiobook of the Year and Multi-Voiced Performance, Nelson Mandela's Favorite African Folk Tales. In 2012, he received the Audie Award for Original Work, Metatropolis, Cascadia. In 2022, he won the Children's and Family Emmys Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2023, he won the National Humanities Medal for his literacy work. In 2024, he won the Saturn Awards Lifetime Achievement Award, the cast of Star Trek The Next Generation. And in 2024, the 9th Shorty Impact Awards, he received the Changemaker of the Year. He's written the books Aftermath in 1997, The Rhino Who Swallowed a Storm in 2014, and a kid's book about imagination in 2021. Now, my goodness. It's interesting to find out what the family members of someone that's so well-known think about what they tried to do. In this article from July the 28th of 2021, LeVar Burton's daughter hilariously trolls his Jeopardy hosting debut when he says the "will you stop" is so dad of him. LeVar Burton has spent years preparing for the opportunity to stand at the Jeopardy podium, a goal that finally came to fruition as he kicked off his stint as a guest host. But while the moment marked a career high for the Star Trek actor and Reading Rainbow icon, his daughter, Micah, Burton was quick to have a little fun at his expense. While watching Burton make his hosting debut, Micah tweeted a video in which she panned between the image of her father on the television screen and Burton's current spot in a living room chair, currently pretending to be confused at how he could be in two places at once. "He's there, but he's there, but he's on TV, but he's there," Micah narrated, trolling her father as he attempted to watch himself, leading Burton to jokingly ask her to stop. "Bless LeVar Burton for putting up with me," she captioned the video on Twitter. She also posted the clip on TikTok with the caption, "Messing with my dad while he's on TV. The, will you stop? Is so dad of him." Burton's hosting debut ended up being a record-breaking night for the popular trivia show, thanks to it featuring the lowest contestant score ever, as the earnings of Patrick Pierce, a product specialist from Fountain Valley, California, plunged to -$7,400. Along with fans, Burton had been campaigning for a chance to MC Jeopardy since 2013. With Alex Trebek's recent passing and a search for a new host on the horizon, he's hoping to permanently secure the gig. Quote, "Hosting Jeopardy wasn't even on my bucket list, because I never anticipated that it could possibly be a reality for me," end quote, Burton told Entertainment Weekly. "And no matter what happens, I'm really proud of myself for daring to dream that dream, ultimately. If his dreams come true, he's hoping this is only the beginning of Micah's trolley." Oh my goodness. Well, let's see. And lots of times, even with all of his accolades and all the things he's done, some people really wonder, what does it really truly take to land a gig like that? And this is a continuation from another article by Entertainment Weekly, July 26, 2021, by Nick Romano, what it took for LeVar Burton to land his Jeopardy hosting gig, from his first tweet about his dream job in 2013 to a celebrity-endorsed online petition to securing a coveted new guest hosting spot. Few people occupy the space that the late Alex Trebek, who passed at the age of 80, inhabited. He became a beloved mainstay on our TV screens through Jeopardy, helping to shape and inform his viewership. But the same can be said of LeVar Burton, who will begin guest hosting the game show Monday and remain at the podium through Friday. Burton moved people with his role as Kunta Kinte in the 1977 iconic miniseries Roots, turned countless kids onto books through Reading Rainbow, and made an unforgettable contribution of sci-fi fan culture as Geordi LaForge in Star Trek The Next Generation. He and Trebek have maintained similar cultural personas, so perhaps there's no better man to succeed the Jeopardy icon, who hosted the show for 37 years, even if Burton's post is temporary for now, and even if he went on quite the journey to get to this point. In May of 2013, he made his dream job known to the Twitter sphere. "The new host of #Jeopardy, he wrote. "I would totally watch this," one Twitter user replied. "I'm so voting for you," another added. The tweet garnered more and more responses like this, embedding the idea in our collective consciousness. In September of 2020, Burton tweeted again, "Not gonna lie, I feel like I've been preparing my whole life to occupy the At Jeopardy host podium when Alex retires." Trebek had been discussing the prospect of retirement earlier in the year as he continued to update the public on his condition. The host had been suffering from pancreatic cancer. But even though it was pancreatic cancer, he was determined to fight through it. He even said retirement was not in his near future. Meanwhile, the call from Burton's fans, which included some of his colleagues and co-stars, to host the show never quelled. One launched a Change.org petition that November, urging Jeopardy producers to eventually replace Trebek with Burton when the time came for him to step down. To date, That petition has amassed more than 257,000 signatures. Burton himself responded, quote, "Even if nothing comes from it, I can't tell how much I appreciate all y'all's love and support," end quote. Burton later discussed his undying obsession to secure the gig in a 2021 interview with the New York Times Magazine. "It's difficult to explain, but there's something inside me that says, this makes sense," he said. "I feel like this is what I'm supposed to do. I have been watching Jeopardy more or less every night of my life since Art Fleming was the host." He continued, "Jeopardy is a cultural touchstone, and for an African-American man to occupy that podium is significant. Look, I have had a career for the ages. Roots, Star Trek, Reading Rainbow. Won a Grammy, got a shelf full of Emmys. I'm a storyteller, and game shows are tremendous stories. There's a contest, there's comedy, there's drama. If you don't know your stuff on Jeopardy, you're sunk in full view of the entire nation. The stakes are high. I love that." Burton recently told Entertainment Weekly, "I don't believe there's anyone out there who is better suited for this job than me, and I will go to my grave believing that I think my whole career is an advertisement for being the host of Jeopardy!" On November the 8th, 2020, days after the launch of the Change.org petition, Trebek passed away. As the public mourned the loss of an icon, the show went on. Jeopardy! Tapped its first roster of guest hosts to help fill an immense void, but those who've been campaigning for Burton to take the spot for years had only one name on their mind. Brent Spiner, who portrayed the android Data opposite Burton in Star Trek, joined the chorus, tweeting, "When is Jeopardy going to get it? The public wants at LeVar Burton to host the show." Dick Van Dyke shared the online petition on Twitter, directing it at Sony Pictures Entertainment. Actress and Star Trek Voyager alum Kate Mulgrew offered her own endorsement. By the end of April 2021, it was official. Burton would join Jeopardy! As a guest host, alongside names like Good Morning America co-anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts, former Celebrity Jeopardy! Winner David Faber, and sportscaster Joe Buck. "Thank you to all of you all for your passionate support," Burton tweeted to his fans in response. "I am overjoyed, excited, and eager to be guest hosting Jeopardy! And will do my utmost best to live up to your faith you put in me. You made a difference. Go ahead and take my word for it this time." While Burton is confirmed to host Jeopardy! For this week, he still has his sights set on occupying the podium permanently. He told the ladies of The View in April that it remained his goal, but, quote, "More than anything," he said, "I am eager to put my skills up against those of anyone else in contention, and then let the chips fall where they may. The important thing for me is that I have an opportunity to compete for the job, and that's all I ever really wanted." Burton's episode will air every night at 7 p.m. on ABC. Jeopardy! Will also match the total winnings of all its contestants and donate the funds to Reading is Fundamental, a nonprofit organization that supports children's literacy, for which Burton has been an advocate for years. Burton hasn't shared much about what his episodes will entail, but he did tell Entertainment Weekly that his hosting was a phenomenal experience. After this week, we'll see if the producers agree. Now, in addition, like I said, in all of this, he reads his own novel, Aftermath, for the first time. This was in Entertainment Weekly, July the 13th, 2021, written by Jolie Lash. Book aficionado, director and novelist LeVar Burton is doing something new with one of his old projects. He's taking Aftermath, his speculative fiction novel from 1997, and turning it into a new audiobook, and Entertainment Weekly is where you can hear it first. When Burton released the book in the late 90s, it was set in the future, 2019. It followed a group of people that just might be able to save humanity following catastrophic events, including a destructive earthquake, racial strife, the fictional African-American president was assassinated in 2012, and war. Entertainment Weekly's sneak peek from Aftermath is Burton's new author's note, where he comments on some of the themes and often reflects on recent historical events. Looking back on his novel, Burton said he was astonished by similarities between his timeline and unfolding events. He also notes he wrote the book as a cautionary tale. The former Reading Rainbow host launched the LeVar Burton Book Club in May via the social reading app Fable, with selections hand-picked by the actor. He has also hosted the LeVar Burton Reads podcast since 2017. He opened up to Entertainment Weekly about his love of reading earlier this year, crediting his mother for instilling in him a passion for the written word. "I feel like I come by this passion honestly," he said. "My mother was an English teacher. Her example and her insistence that reading and the written word be a consistent part of our lives when my sisters and I were growing up not only shaped my attitudes towards reading, but really fostered a discovery of worlds that were inaccessible to me previously." As if that wasn't enough, he still went the extra mile to let the Jeopardy producers know he's the best person to host. From Entertainment Weekly, this was written by Tyler Aquilina, April 9th of 2021. LeVar Burton doesn't think he'd be a good choice to host Jeopardy. He knows he'd be the best choice to host Jeopardy. "I've thought and thought and thought. I've asked friends and family to help me identify someone out there who's more qualified for the job than I am," the Roots and Star Trek actor tells Entertainment Weekly. "I don't believe there is anyone out there that is better suited for this job than me, and I will go to my grave believing that. I think my whole career is an advertisement for being the host of Jeopardy," he adds with a laugh. In case you couldn't tell, Burton wants the gig, and he hasn't been coy about it. The actor expressed interest as early as September of 2020, before beloved host Alex Trebek's passing, when he tweeted, "Not gonna lie, I feel like I've been preparing my whole life to occupy the Jeopardy host podium when Alex retires." On Monday, he shared a months-old petition urging Jeopardy's producers to name Burton the show's new host. So far, the petition has garnered the support of more than 200,000 fans. And apparently, Dick Van Dyke. "It feels like, wow, they really are behind me," Burton says. "They want this for me as much as I want it for me, I believe, because it makes so much sense to them, too." He can list a litany of reasons why it makes sense. Burton is a lifelong Jeopardy fan, recalling that he started watching the show as a fourth or fifth grader when Art Fleming was the host, and has continued viewing it almost every night of my life, he says. He competed on Celebrity Jeopardy in 1995, a dream come true, he says, and won by a considerable margin. Notes Burton, "Having the correct answer for Final Jeopardy is now crossed off my bucket list." So, love of a Jeopardy franchise, check. But it goes deeper than that. Burton has long been a passionate advocate for learning and literacy. Loves knowledge and curiosity? Check. With such projects as PBS's Reading Rainbow, which he hosted for more than two decades, I spent 26 years talking directly to people through the camera lens. Check. And his podcast, LeVar Burton Reads, on which he shares his favorite short fiction. That passion came from his mother, an English teacher, and inspired deep-seated beliefs he holds to this day. The values that my family has established over time has been, if there is a leveler of the playing field in America, it's education. Aside from, you know, just being born white, he adds with a laugh. But if you are ever going to fulfill your full potential, then learning needs to be your friend. In summation, he has the pedigree, the enthusiasm, the gravitas, and clearly the fan support to back his bid for Jeopardy host. I bring an audience of Gen Xers and Millennials. Checkmate, he says. And yet, Burton is not among the series of game guest hosts tapped to step behind the lectern. And he says he hasn't heard from the show's producers. Representatives for Jeopardy did not respond to Entertainment Weekly's request for comments. I've got to believe that they're paying attention, the actor says, and I hope they weigh this campaign as a factor in my favor. In other words, your move, Jeopardy. And another thing people did not know about LeVar Burton, in what is truly a touching, magical moment, he read Goodnight Moon to Neil deGrasse Tyson. This is from an article by David Canfield from October 8, 2017 in Entertainment Weekly. LeVar Burton has followed through on a promise made nearly 5 months ago. He read Goodnight Moon to Neil deGrasse Tyson. Back in May, beloved astrophysicist Tyson tweeted off the cuff, "I occasionally long for someone to read Goodnight Moon to me as I fall asleep." And it wasn't even a day before Burton, host of the long-running PBS children's show Reading Rainbow, responded with an offer. "I got you. Let's do this." Now here we are, and the pair have done just that. On Sunday, Tyson posted a video via his StarTalk Radio YouTube channel of him in a dreamlike sequence, resting his head on Burton's shoulders as Burton reads the classic children's book to him against a soft lullaby. After Burton finishes his animated reading of Goodnight Moon, Tyson poses a question while wrapped in a blanket. "LeVar, do you think when the cow says moo, they're really saying moon?" Burton can only smile back in response. Tyson previously co-narrated the audiobook of Carl Sagan's Cosmos with Burton, and has interviewed him on StarTalk Radio in the past. On Sunday, Tyson also posted a video of him and Burton trying the food from Andy Weir's upcoming book, Artemis. Very intriguing. I mean, I've said before, he's had his background cover so many different things, LeVar Burton does. And when you think of the people that were on the list to, you know, Robin Roberts, other people, there's quite a list of people that he auditioned against. But the LeVar Burton Book Club is launching with three great picks. The former Reading Rainbow host tells Entertainment Weekly about his new book club and his journeys as a lover of literature, by Tyler Aquilina from May the 11th of 2021. To put it in terms he himself would not use, reading is LeVar Burton's brand. It's been almost 40 years since he started introducing young viewers to the joys of books as the host of Reading Rainbow, and he's still reading aloud to anyone who will listen, including many who grew up on the PBS show. When the pandemic shutdown began, he hosted thrice weekly live streams reading stories to his Twitter followers and has done the same on his podcast, LeVar Burton Reads, since 2017. To talk to him about reading is, in many ways, to talk to him about himself. So perhaps the most surprising thing about his new book club is that it hasn't existed until now. The LeVar Burton Book Club launches Tuesday via the social reading app Fable, with selections handpicked by the app door. To start off, he'll choose three books that represent how my identity as a reader has been shaped, he says. James Baldwin's semi-autobiographical novel, Clotilde on the Mountain, Octavia Butler's Modern Sci-Fi Classic Parable of a Sour, and the Essay and Poetry Collection, The Fire This Time, edited by Desmond Ward. Baldwin's book will serve as a first month's pick, with three new titles being revealed every 3 months. For me, if I'm going to start a book club, I'm going to begin with who I am and my story as a reader, Burton tells Entertainment Weekly. Obviously, there are hundreds of books that have shaped my identity as a reader, and these three are really representative of an important aspect of that journey for me. And while all three are by African-American authors, Burton takes care to emphasize that to view his book club as an exclusively African-American book club does me and the literature that I promote a great disservice. I know I have demonstrated over time that my attitude towards literature is ecumenical, he says. As it happens, the first three books are by people who look like me. And if one wants to pigeonhole that, then that would be, in my estimation, their shortcoming. It's nothing more than a starting point that reflects who I am. Ahead of the launch, the former Star Trek actor and future Jeopardy guest host spoke to EW about starting the book club, why reading has always meant so much to him, and why it made sense to kick off the club with James Baldwin's origins story. You're right, and the obviousness of it hasn't escaped me. I was just looking for the right platform, and it wasn't until Fable was created that I saw an opportunity to gather those who wanted to be a part of the LeVar Burton Book Club in an environment that gave me the access to my audience in a way that was able to engage them in a successful exploration of the literature that I chose for us all to read. I don't think that Fable could have been created until now, when we have the convergence of technology, access to one another through technology, and the realization that we live in a very stressful society, and that reading has proven to be a valuable component in the promotion of mental health. As it turns out, we have discovered that reading is good for us, and the proof that comes from communal reading being successful has always been there. The new thing is the vessel that they have created for that community. I feel like I come by this passion honestly. My mother being an English teacher, her example and her insistence that reading and the written word be a consistent part of our lives when my sisters and I were growing up, not only shaped my attitude towards reading, but really fostered a discovery of worlds that were inaccessible to me previously. Now, talk about following your dreams and not giving up, that is something else. So like I always say, explore, connect, create, and inspire.
You have been listening to The African American Experience, a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. This program is brought to you in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. If you would like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available on our website, audiojournal.org, or go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone or iPad. I'm Tina E. Gaffney. Thank you for listening.
Audio Journal is supported in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. We are a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
The Attorney General's Office is an advocate and resource for all residents of Massachusetts. The Attorney General's Office protects consumers, combats fraud and corruption, and investigates crime and prosecutes criminals. Additionally, it protects the environment, workers, and civil rights. For more information, or if you need to file a complaint, call 617-727-2200.